The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help us to better understand water issues along with the use of water throughout the Golden State.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring how water moves across our state. When we talk about water, we often think about where it comes from: rain, snowpack, rivers, or groundwater. But how about how it gets to us? Whether you're farming in the Central Valley, living in Southern California, or trying to sustain native habitats in the Delta, chances are your water traveled miles through an invisible network of canals, aqueducts, pipes, and pumps. That network is known as the California's Water Conveyance System, and it's one of the most complex and consequential systems in the world. The history of water conveyance in California is deeply rooted in survival and growth. As early as the mid-19th century, farmers and miners began digging ditches and building flumes to redirect water from rivers to their fields or gold claims. But as the state's population surged in the 20th century, especially in areas far from natural water sources, a more coordinated and large-scale effort emerged. That's when major water projects like the Central Valley Project and the State Water Project were born. Engineering marvels designed to move water hundreds of miles, often uphill, to where people and crops need it the most. Today, that system is not just a matter of infrastructure. It's a matter of equity, climate resilience, and sustainability. As droughts intensify, snowpacks shrink, and groundwater becomes more regulated, understanding and improving how we move water becomes critical. These conveyance systems determine who gets the water, how much, and at what cost. Over the next 3 weeks, we'll unpack the key players in the system. Next week, we'll focus on the State Water Project, California's own aqueduct superhighway stretching more than 700 miles from Oroville to Southern California. After that, we'll explore the Central Valley Project, a federally funded effort that transformed the agriculture heart of the state and remains vital for farms and wildlife alike. Then we'll turn our lens to local and privately owned conveyance systems, from irrigation districts to underground pipelines, often less visible but no less important in the way California's communities manage and distribute water. Each of these systems has its own story of engineering ingenuity, legal complexities, and environmental trade-offs. And each of them plays a critical role in answering California's most pressing question: how do we share a limited water supply fairly, efficiently, and sustainably? So buckle up. We're about to trace the lifeline of California's water one system at a time. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director of the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.